wonder if there's any such thing as being too friendly.
No.
Maybe not. A question, we encourage you to send your questions in the offering plate. There's actually placed in the bulletin four questions. If you want to just tear it off, that's fine. Just don't make a lot of noise while you're doing it. And or you can just put a piece of paper in the bulletin. If you have a question about the Bible or what the Bible says about something, we'll try our best to give you scripture and to answer these questions. I remember many years ago having great desire to have certain specific questions answered, and I think it came from this time, actually came from that those years in which I just longed to just, if someone would just answer my question. And so that's what this is about. We're going to be giving you an opportunity during the time of the offertory to ask questions and turn them in, and I'll try to get to them. The question that I have this particular week is dealing with the law, the Ten Commandments. If you turn to the book of Romans, it's interesting that this question that is given was actually asked about 2,000 years ago. The question is, even though the law has been fulfilled, we should still follow the Ten Commandments, right? Then why? And that's an interesting question. So the Ten Commandments still for today is one of the lessons that we have in new members class that we oftentimes ask. What's the purpose of the Ten Commandments today? Realizing that all righteousness is fulfilled in the person of Jesus Christ and that by grace we're saved. Yet, what about the Ten Commandments? Do we still abide by those? Well, the book of Romans tells us in a number of passages, and we're going to be looking at one in particular, but let me just list a few. In Romans chapter 3, it tells us that there is this thing called the law that God had produced for a main purpose, and that is to demonstrate our unrighteousness. You know, the tendency is to think that you and I are pretty holy. I mean, we can pretty much rationalize all of our behavior. As Proverbs would say, every man's ways are right in his own eyes. Nevertheless, Scripture says there is none righteous in Romans chapter 3. No, not one. It then goes on and says this, that the law was revealed for the purpose of closing everyone's mouth, that no one should boast in his ability to be righteous. So one of the purposes of the law is to reveal that, well, you're not all that.